from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Yeah, good addition. You know, he's a veteran player that's started before and has experience in games and also on special teams. So I think he's come in and done all that we could have asked to this point. He's been a good teammate, worked hard, been focused, made plays out there. And, you know, I think that'll continue as we move forward. And the evaluation overall will continue, but we're happy to have him.
You know that if Matt Perino of the Syracuse Post-Standard is going to join us in the sports bar, we're going to lead with Sean McDermott heaping praise on new wide receiver Chase Claypool. I mean, that's just an absolute given. Matt, what were your impressions of guys in shorts running around for mandatory minicamp today? How are you?
I'm good. You know, honestly, it wasn't very good today. I mean, Josh Allen looked like he wasn't on the same page with a lot of his receivers. You mentioned it, it's shorts and T-shirts. But, you know, when you're making this kind of shift to a whole new collection of players in a room, and it looks this discombobulated, it's cause for concern. I mean, there was a Marquez Valdez-Scantling route where, you know, he just looked like he got twisted up into a pretzel. They weren't on the same page. Kincaid started off 7-on-7 and, like, mossed a guy. I didn't see who was on the other end of that. It might have been Cole Bishop or somebody like that, but I didn't see the number. People were obviously going crazy about that. But then there's, like, a Kincaid drop. Shavers, like, fell on a route, and Kyer Elam intercepted Allen. It was just like this is a really sloppy day for the offense. And again, this is going to happen this time of the year, but with the microscope like adjusted to be looking at every little bit of this thing, with the wide receivers changing, you know, you wonder if it's cause for concern. So I asked Josh Allen about it after practice, and he said there's no frustration. It's, you know, there's a lot of months before they play games, and you know, guys are getting on the same page. There's a lot of things that are being installed, and you know, this is part of the process. But you know, at this stage, first day of minicamp, we'll see how they respond tomorrow. It wasn't very clean, and I wonder, you know, Sean McDermott has canceled the last day of minicamp for, you know, as long as I can remember. You wonder if things don't get cleaned up tomorrow, if maybe they play on Thursday and practice on Thursday.
Interesting. Matt, I've always thought that if Josh Allen, he's been close, but if he is the undisputed MVP, who knows how far this team can go. Give us a little more on Josh Allen. I know the team looked a little sloppy, but where is 17 at in terms of this offseason?
So he talked about, so last week in the field house, we saw what was like, I think, 8 or 9 cameras set up at the far, at the near end zone. And when you were walking out, you saw him working with him and Trubisky, and I think Bouchel was doing it as well. We're throwing like a bunch of passes in the middle of this, you know, setup of cameras. And he revealed today that that was Hess, the guy that he worked with a couple years ago, who does the digital mapping. And so he's tweaking his mechanics once again. Talked about at the end of last season where the injuries kind of forced him to throw a little bit differently. And it's something where just the minuscule little details of something like that, like changing the arm mechanics, the approach, the footwork, any little thing like can throw you off track. So they mapped it out. They're looking at a couple of different things, and he spoke about it. You can go back and listen to the whole interview. I think the Bills put it up on their YouTube page. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that that's something that he's kind of spending his time on. And then you take a look at the throws today, and a couple of the throws where, you know, we're not in the huddle. We're not in Joe Brady's headset. We don't know who's really at fault for some of these miscues. But you wonder how much, like, he's trying to just get back on track in terms of his mechanics. And, you know, Joe Brady said 2 weeks ago, like, they want him to play freely using his eyes the field. And, you know, maybe that's part of this whole process that he's going through right now.
Matt Matt Parrino of the Syracuse Post-Standard stopping by the sports bar to give us his thoughts on day one of mandatory minicamp for the Buffalo Bills and limited in practice today. We heard Sean McDermott mention Matt Milano when he was speaking earlier today. Individual work on the side, I believe, but that's got to be encouraging for Milano's availability here to start training camp next month. Matt, what about the rest of the injuries that the Bills are dealing with here at the start of minicamp?
Yeah, it was a laundry list, and I think Milano to start is encouraging because you mentioned off to the side. It was actually a little bit more than off to the side. He was doing full-fledged individual work in uniform with the rest of his team. So I think that's really encouraging. This feels further along at this stage than recent injuries that we've been tracking, like the Von Miller last offseason and Tre'Davious White a couple of offseasons ago. Like, Milano feels like he's progressing pretty nicely here, and they feel, I think, excited about what that could mean for his readiness in training camp, whether that means, like, maybe even a red jersey to start training camp, which I think would be the best-case scenario. We'll continue to follow that. Spencer Brown was limited today. Mike Edwards was limited today. You know, and then it's just, like, they're bringing in a ton of linebackers. You saw today they have a couple of tryout guys. One of them, really interesting, Shaq Quarterman, fourth-round draft pick of the Jags a couple of years ago. He looked good today. He had a pass breakup. He's getting an opportunity to try out. Maybe he ends up getting a roster spot. We'll see. But Dorian Williams is banged up. Nick Morrow, the guy that they brought in from the Eagles, he's banged up. So they just don't have the numbers right now at linebacker, and then Milano's not participating in teamwork. So, you know, Terrell Bernard looked like the one guy that you notice out there that was on this roster a year ago going through team drills as they kind of have a new-look linebacking room. And then running back, Ray Davis, Reggie Gilliam, fullback, running back, hybrid, tight end, and then Ty Johnson all not practicing. So something to kind of keep an eye on. The injury bug hits, and I think somebody made this point somewhere, like, if the injury bug is going to hit you, you want it to hit you this time of year. We'll see how many of these things kind of progress into the summer.
Yeah, Matt, you go back 1 year ago, like, what was one of the biggest questions? Who's going to replace Tremaine Edmonds? And I think maybe they knew all along, but we certainly learned quickly that Terrell Bernard would be the answer. And he had a season I don't think any of us could imagine. And you would think that, you know, that he'd be on track to do something like that again. My question is, what is the potential if you pair him with Matt Milano here? We got to see that a little bit last year, but your thoughts on, you know, because to me, that would be a big key for a defensive improvement here in 2024.
Yeah, and he even was asked about it point blank, like, what do you ever think back to that game against the Chiefs, and had you two been out there healthy, what could it been? He's like, yeah, it's hard not to think about that. And you know, they spent the offseason together, Bernard revealed today, and, you know, working on the communication stuff, the stuff that Tremaine Edmonds and Milano had kind of developed over the course of their career. I thought Milano and Bernard in year one through four and a half games, whatever it was really a lot better than I even anticipated. And I think that there's only room for that to grow this season. I mean, Bernard's a guy that, like, you just come away every time you get a chance to talk to him, and he spoke for about 15 minutes today to the media. And he's so composed, he's so calculated, he's so you know, singularly focused on football, that I don't see why there won't be a jump this year. The biggest question is, can he stay healthy? What's going to be the health status of Milano? Is he available for 100% of the snaps from the beginning? How long does it take for him to get back? And does that delay hamper their ability to develop that continuity early enough in the season? Once they get on the field together, I think they're going to be fine, because through four games last year, they were arguably the best linebacker duo in the NFL, and I think they're excited to see what that looks like once again.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, Matt, so, you know, we've talked a little bit about the additions in the late in the draft and also in free agency here with Gable Steveson. And, you know, bringing in a guy with zero or guys with zero football experience and taking kind of a no risk swing for the fences when you consider the athleticism of the, you know, the seventh rounder and of Steveson. And we know that Steveson got some time today as well. Sean McDermott spoke of Gable Steveson. We saw a video of McDermott working directly with Steveson. Talk a little bit about what the expectation should be or is for Gable Steveson as he heads into his first training camp.
I mean, honestly, I think the best way to approach it from a fan perspective is not having any expectations. Like, you know, it'll be cool when you see him on the field, if you see him on the field during the preseason, and if he makes a play, I'm sure people are going to be really excited about it. But what he's trying to accomplish here is so unbelievable. I mean, for a guy that has literally never even played a snap of high school football to transition and try to play in the NFL, I get what Sean was talking about today with, you know, the skills that a wrestler has and how that can translate. There's so the communication piece for a young man never played competitive team sports. Like, that's a concern for me. Like, how much is he able to be a part of a four-man unit? Now, he's going to get a chance to learn from some of the best. I mean, Ed Oliver is a top 5-3 technique in the league. I'd make that argument, or at least he's on the fringe there. Von Miller is one of the best pass rushers to ever play the game, and you get a chance to be on that defensive line. Steveson spoke about that today, like what that means for him, like growing up watching the Denver Broncos, and now he gets a chance to, you know, play with a guy that he rooted for or watched as a kid. There's something to that. But in terms of expectations, I don't have any for him right away, because I think just to get him to a point where you can ask him to go out on the field and play a snap, I feel like there's still a lot of runway for that. So we'll track it during training camp, and maybe the progress will be crazy, and we'll be having a completely different conversation when I enter the tent, or I enter the – not the tent, I enter the little pavilion there at St. John Fisher College. But right now, I just think I'm pumping the brakes on this, and I want to see – maybe if we get some time in the preseason, we can have a different conversation.
Yeah, Matt, I know Danger is more high on Chase Claypool maybe than some others. is there, put it mildly, is there any player that you have your eye on that maybe we can, you know, kind of ponder here in the next month while we're wondering what things are going to look like there at Fisher?
Yeah. You know, I think Kyer Elam is going to make a real run at one of the starting spots. Wow. Like, that is one of my bold predictions here in the spring. Now, does that mean that I'm predicting that he's going to win one of them? No. But I think he's going to have the kind of competitive summer that at least makes you think about giving him a role or maybe going back to what they did originally and split time with Benford and Elam. Because what's the biggest issue with Benford over the course of his career? His ability to stay healthy. So if you limit his snaps early in the season, I just think that there's a different vibe around Kyer Elam. I think that he's going to have this third offseason now. The first one was so fast after he got drafted. And then the year two, all the documented issues that he had with Butler. This is like a fresh reset where he's gotten the chance to, you know, collaborate with Jameel Adai, the new cornerbacks coach, and start from scratch. And he's playing fast out there. He had an interception today against Josh Allen. I was talking about this last week on a radio show, on a podcast. Like, this isn't something, an overreaction to what he did today. It just continues to be like a guy that is out there making progress incrementally. He's so athletically gifted that I think you want to give him an opportunity to have a meaningful role. So I think that he's going to be on the field when the games start in some way, shape, or form. I think that whether or not he's a starter or not, he's going to have a meaningful role in September.
So you mentioned Benford, and the biggest issue with him being his availability and his ability to stay healthy and be on the field. And we know that he was excused from today's practice, which is better than, of course, the inexcused absence that we heard about in New York with Rodgers and with Reddick. But how much does that hurt him, or is it a nothing at this time of the offseason if a guy like Benford isn't on the field while Kyer Elam is on the field making plays?
For a guy like Benford, it's as close to a nothing as I'd say it is at this time of year. He's so good. He's one of those guys in the building that, you know, everybody talks, from Sean McDermott all the way down, talks about like his work ethic, the time that he puts in away from the facility, in the facility, away from like scheduled practice times. So there must be some type of event. I think he mentioned that it was a personal family matter. And those things pop up. I mean, you know, we all have them. I'm going to a doctor's appointment for my son right now. Like, I mean, there's things that come up. I can't do my podcast maybe until 9. We usually do it right at 4:00. Those kinds of things come up in people's lives, right? So I'm not overreacting to that. It didn't sound like anybody was too concerned about that. And it wouldn't even surprise me if Benford shows up, you know, tomorrow, or if they go on Thursday. But you better be sure that he'll be there for the start of training camp.
Yeah, Matt, let's not cut into too much your time here if you got to get the boy here to the doctor's appointment. I guess, you know, parting thought here, like what would be like some of the bigger storylines for camp that maybe we haven't asked you yet here? Whether that be the offensive line or whether that's, hey, who's going to be your strong safety and your free safety here? There's a lot of questions here that we're going to have to learn here in July.
Yeah, I think the safety conversation is interesting. The depth, the edge rusher is interesting. But, you know, if we want to talk a little bit about the offensive line, there's been a lot of questions I've had, I fielded from fans about, like, what is the realistic possibility of Cedric Van Praan Granger winning the center job, or maybe even a guard job, maybe the left guard job if he pushes a David Edwards. At the start, like rookie minicamp, I probably would have said, not very high, but I feel like incrementally over the last couple of weeks, he's gotten really comfortable. He had a really nice day today, and you know, he's got a lot of work to do. I mean, you know, you'll see where he lines up when they throw the balls out for the start of training camp. Osiris Torrence, I believe, started on the second team last year and very quickly ascended to the first team. And so that's the best way to track this thing. Like, it's going to happen during training camp, I think, for Van Praan Granger to have a real chance to win his starting job. He's going to have to show some real skills and comfort level, and they're going to have to put him with the first team at some point, and that'll tell you that they're trying to get a look at what this thing looks like, and then the preseason will be the next test, and we'll go from there. But, you know, I think they're fully invested in Connor McGovern being their starting center. I think Edwards has a very good relationship with Cromer. He's the most experienced Cromer guy on that line. And so I think that Van Pran Granger is going to have to absolutely blow them away to win one of those jobs. Could he do it? Maybe, but I'm not predicting it, but it's going to be fun, kind of like an under-the-radar thing to watch. I think of the rookies, here's the thing, here's something. I think that Van Pran Granger right now has a better chance to win that job, a starting job, than Cole Bishop does to win a starting safety job. I don't know if that's super bold, and I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying the chances right now, I feel like Van Pran Granger is closer, but we'll see what kind of steps Bishop can take in the summer, because that Hamlin's been so, so good. Like, he looks like the guy that came in for Micah Hyde a couple of years ago and played 950 snaps. And then you have Edwards, and then you have Taylor Rapp. You have veterans there now. I just think Bishop has a lot of things working against him to try to, like, pass guys on the depth chart.
Matt, any clarity or closer to figuring out who's going to be calling plays on defense?
Danger, do not bring that up until the middle of training camp.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sean McDermott has been very specific about when that decision will be made. No, I'm joking.
You're there, pal. I'm not. Thank you for being our ears and eyes and correcting me on that one. That's my bad. I'm sorry.
I got to hold the powers that be accountable, and you are one of the powers that be, Mr. Danger. And listen, Sean said, still working through all of that, middle of training camp. I think they want to give him a couple reps. Like, I think that that's what this is all about. I'm still leaning full-fledged Babbage is going to call this defense. He had other offers. He had other jobs. I don't know if he had other offers. He had other interviews. He had other potential opportunities. And for him to land with the Bills back here under Sean McDermott, I think part of the conversation would have been, like, I want to call the plays. I want it to be my defense. And so I think he'll be given every opportunity. We'll see if that ends up shaking out.
All right. So, Matt, I'm somebody who likes to plan. A lot of Bills fans like to plan. Camp isn't that far away. You are coming to Rochester. Give us an update here. Do we got a plan in place for a meetup? Maybe more than one meetup with Wingnuts.
All right, so Wingnuts is coming to Rochester. We don't have a date yet, but Dorado on East
Park Ave.
Yep. I get it wrong every time.
That's all right.
But Dorado, listen, I just put it in my Google Maps, guys. I'm 41 years old, okay? I'm that guy now that I'm so removed from finding things naturally that I just punch it into the Google Maps and I find it, and I never know where anything is. I don't know streets. Yeah. I just put the location is. Do you guys remember MapQuest? When MapQuest came out,
yeah,
and you had to print out the direction,
yeah,
and I got like three sheets of paper in my passenger seat, and I'm like fumbling through it, and the guy next to me is like, what is this guy doing? I'm not a directions guy, so I just put it in on the navigation and I'll get there. Wingnuts is coming. They're bringing over 2,000 chicken wings because they ran out last year when we had 1,600. They'll be at Dorado on Park Ave. We don't have an official date yet, but know that it's coming. There's also some things in the works with the good brother Bill, so stay tuned for that. It might even be a big time collaboration. I'm just going to leave that there. I'm not going to give you any more details, but some things are in the works.
Matt, we know you have some well-deserved time off here as the team breaks after mandatory minicamp after this week, and as we like to do, thank you for giving us the time that you give us, for being our ears and eyes, being on the scene. Enjoy the time, and if something happens, I know we can reach out to you, but let's hope that nothing happens so that you can actually unplug for a few weeks.
Yeah, I would love to just kind of hang out here. Baseball season is in full effect, and I got a kind of trip coming up. Got the 4th of July, but as always, love coming on with you guys. You guys are few of my favorite people in media. We have a lot of fun every week. I love the Rochester area, being able to connect with all of them. So thank you for having me every week.
Matt, we will see you at Fisher. Thanks again, Matt. Be well, bud.
All right, boys, take care.
There he is, Matt Perino, covering the Buffalo Bills for the Syracuse Post-Standard. You hear him on the Shout podcast as well. Great with his time throughout the course of the season. Every Tuesday, we talk to Matt Perino at this time.
Yeah, like you were saying, Danger, if we have Matt Perino on between now and the time camp opens, well, Either Brandon Bean made some big move, which I'm not expecting, or something terrible has gone wrong.
Yeah. But it is noteworthy that Matt does join us as often as he does, and with a little bit of a lull in the NFL schedule coming up here over the course of the next few weeks, some well-deserved time as we prepare for St. John Fisher.
That's interesting that Matt thought the practice was so sloppy today that if you replicate that again tomorrow, that no, you guys aren't getting Thursday off. We're going to work Thursday.
That'll be a tell. We'll keep tabs on that here. If McDermott breaks tradition and actually makes the team go through a third day of reps when he normally
breaks
practice. By the
way, why would that be a bad thing? Like, you have two new offensive coordinators. You have all these new parts on offense. It is a younger team. If you were ever going to kind of break the mold, what would one day of extra work do? It would help you.
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me, Gino, that they were sloppy today. In fact, it won't surprise me if they're sloppy during training camp. They're going to be sloppy because there's too many new faces in new places. There's a lot that needs to be learned. There's a lot of catching up that needs to happen for guys that are unfamiliar, uninitiated to the way that this team has always done things. So worth paying attention to. It is guys running around in shorts, so it's nothing you want to overreact to. We'll wait until the games get meaningful, but it is worthy to note that Perino's opinion, yeah, practice was not crisp today. It was sloppy. We'll get to some takes on tap next in the sports bar. I have a non-sports take, Gino. A suggestion on a night where we don't have a Game 3 in the NBA Finals or a Game 3 in the Stanley Cup Final. Just a suggestion as a non-sports take today.
Yeah, and we got to get to the story regarding the Celtics. Is this an injury that could actually let Dallas back in the door?
We're going to get to that and more next. And don't forget, new Amherst head coach Mike Leone stopping by the Sports Bar at 425. Your call's always welcome at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!